Jo Lambert joins us. Jo's the Chief Executive of the Stroke Foundation of New Zealand. They've launched a new online support platform to help tamariki and rangatahi whose parents, family members or caregivers have experienced a stroke. I've considered what would happen too if that situation arose for me. And having seen how debilitating it can be at times when a stroke occurs, you recognise the amount of pressure it puts on those around you. Jo's kindly with us today as the CE, but she's had her own personal experience of a stroke because her mum had a life-changing stroke when Jo was just a teenager, and her dad passed away from a stroke 30 years later. She's been a board member for 5 years for the Stroke Foundation, now the CEO. Thank you for your time, Jo. It's really wonderful to have you join us recorded or on the cusp of Matariki, Jo. A warm welcome. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm delighted to be with you.
Look, it affects everybody. We all know somebody who has had a stroke. It's very debilitating, but there are so many different levels of how compromised the person is as a result of stroke. What we do know, though, is that it puts a heck of a lot of pressure on those who care for and love the person who has had a stroke. You put something together for tamariki and rangatahi to help support them when a stroke hits someone in their family. What was the thinking behind this sort of support strategy, please, Jo?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, I was unfortunate enough when I was 19 for my mum to have a really serious stroke. She was left with the use really only of the right-hand side of her body for the remaining 33 years of her life. So she lived a life of disability afterwards. And when somebody has a stroke, there's a huge amount of focus that is placed on the person who is in the hospital being treated and then when they come home. But from my experience, quite a number of years ago now, but for many young people, they're really very confused when somebody has a stroke. They are frightened by what's happened. Their life gets turned upside down as well. And so we wanted to put something out there, drawing on my experience, but also the experience of Edna Swart, who is our youth ambassador, to build something so that there are support tools for tamariki and rangatahi who are faced with this really life-changing event for them, but also for their loved one.
Thank you. I mentioned that we all know somebody who has had a stroke, and as our people live longer, it's becoming more and more a reality, just as dementia is, to be honest, John. What about Māori stats? Can you share a little kōrero about how vulnerable our peeps are in comparison to mainstream numbers? What's the situation there, John?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say the situation's not great. For mainstream, for Pākehā, European New Zealanders, most people have their strokes over the age of 65. So 70% of people have their strokes over the age of 65 if you're a European New Zealander. But if you are Māori, then you are most likely to have a stroke when you're under the age of 65. And when we think about the impact of that, you're more likely to be working, you're more likely to have dependents, and you're going to live longer with the impact of your stroke on your life as well. So huge implications for whānau Māori, but also for our Pacifica families and our Asian families who also have similar rates of stroke as our Māori population as well.
Tēnā koe. With our Māori whānau, you'd be aware, Jo, we tend to care for our peeps at home, so it's right front and centre for young people to have Nana or an auntie or somebody who's debilitated needing great awhi and manaaki within their own homes. I know that you've got Edna Swart, who also has been affected. Edna's an actor whose whānau have had, she was directly affected by one of her whānau members having a stroke too. Were there some considerations on how awhi Māori kids, bearing in mind that mostly those who suffer strokes stay at home rather than go into care?
Yeah, I think that's such an important point. You know, the burden of care does sit within families, and particular particularly for whānau Māori, because of the way you want to live your lives and the way that you care for your families, which is a beautiful thing. So the impact is even more exacerbated maybe for our Māori whānau and for our young people who, as you quite rightly say, may well have somebody who has suffered a very significant medical event and is going to live with life-changing disabilities for the rest of their life. And that person may be living in their family, and also they may well experience personality changes, they will have difficulties, they will be having fatigue. So everything about the relationship has to be reworked. And I know from personal experience as a 19-year-old that my relationship with my mum completely changed. And I effectively went through a grieving process. And we provide information for young people, for our tamariki and rangatahi, on our website at familyandstroke.org.nz. That gives a little bit of insight for young people about what it's going to be like when their loved one comes home and what they need to expect, perhaps, that will have changed about that person that they love when they return from the hospital and for many years afterwards.
Tēnā koe. It can still be a tender and beautiful relationship. Sometimes we think that because a person's had a stroke that their mental capacity has been greatly affected, but often it's their inability to operate their body that's affected most. And the way we treat them is very important. I mean, we can't stop loving people. In fact, we need to up the ante in that regard, don't we? What would you say about how we care for, with lived experience, Tuja, care for those that we love who have had a stroke? What's our best approach towards them?
I think, as you quite rightly say, you never stop loving somebody, and moving into a carer role is a big transition for both the person who has had the stroke, but for you. And so it's about being really patient with them and understanding that this is incredibly tough for them. You might be finding it awkward to dress your family member, to support them, to help them to eat, to do many of the basic things that happen in life. I know that was a huge adjustment for me. And at the same time, try and imagine yourself in your loved one's shoes. Imagine what it must be like for them needing all of that care. And so I think the most important words of advice would be to ensure they maintain their own dignity as well. They're still individuals, even though they might be incapacitated in some way. And by giving them dignity, showing them love, and also really encouraging them to do things for themselves, because the more we encourage our loved ones to try and make improvements to their situation, the better they will improve. If we do everything for them, then you won't see much change in their condition. But if you say, oh, Nana, you can get up and you can go into the kitchen and make a cup of tea, and I'll help you, but tomorrow you can do a little bit more of it on your own, well, that helps their rehabilitation and it helps them to get better mentally as well as physically. So in caring for people, think about their dignity and also think about the encouragement that you can give to support the improvement to their condition.
Thanks, Jo. These videos are available. They're designed particularly to help our rangatahi and our tamariki understand how they might feel and support those who they love who've had a stroke. How can they be accessed, Jo?
You just go onto our website, familyandstroke.org.nz, or you can search them up on YouTube under the Stroke Foundation. You'll come across them there. And the other thing that we have available to young people is we've done a collaboration with the Barnardo's 0800 WhatsApp line, where young people can call up this counselling service and they can speak to a counsellor who we've trained on things that are particularly important around stroke and mental well-being of young people when they've had their lives impacted by stroke and the grief they might be going through. So I'd encourage people to get their rangatahi, tamariki, to call up 0800 WhatsApp. They can speak to a counsellor, and they can keep speaking to the same counsellor at regular intervals, you know, each week, twice a week. It's not a, I ring up and I get a different person every time and they don't know me and I don't know them. They find the right counsellor for that young person, and they maintain that relationship over a period of weeks or months to support them.
Very nice talking with you. Thank you, Jo. Thanks for sharing your cordial about an important kaupapa, and all the best to you for our matariki period.
Thank you so much. All the best. Thank you. Happy matariki to you too.
Thanks, Jo. Jo Lambert from the Stroke Foundation.